Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess, he will drive out the many nations before you, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and mighty than you. When the Lord your God delivers them over to you, and you defeat them, then totally destroy them. Do not make a covenant with them or show them mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons. For they will turn away your sons from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be sparked against you, and he will quickly destroy you. But this is how you are to deal with them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred pillars, and cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their idols with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special people, above all peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more numerous than any other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. Rather, it was because the Lord loved you and was keeping the oath he promised to your forefathers when the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of slavery from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. But he repays those who hate him to their face, destroying them. He will not delay to repay those who hate him to their face. Keep, therefore, the commands, statutes, and regulations that I command you to do today. If you listen to these ordinances and do them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant and steadfast love with you that he promised your forefathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain, your new wine and olive oil, the offspring of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, in the land that he promised to your forefathers to give you. You will be blessed above all peoples. There will be no barrenness among your men or women, or even among your livestock. The Lord will remove all sickness from you, and he will not let you suffer any of the terrible diseases you knew of in Egypt, but will afflict them on all who hate you. You must destroy all the peoples that the Lord your God is delivering to you. Your eye must not pity them, and you must not serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. If you say in your heart, "These nations are more than we are, how can we ever dispossess them?" Do not be afraid of them. Remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great judgments that you saw, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same thing to all the peoples you are afraid of. Moreover, the Lord your God will send hornets among them, until those who are left and hide themselves from you perish. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive out these nations before you little by little. You will not be able to destroy them all at once, otherwise the wild animals would overrun you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, and will throw them into a great panic until they are destroyed. He will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will erase their name from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. Burn the carved images of their gods with fire. Do not covet the silver or gold that is on them, or take it for yourself, lest you become snared by it, for it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring any detestable thing into your house, or you will be set apart for destruction, just like it is. Absolutely detest and utterly abhor it, for it is an object set apart for destruction.